everybody, and welcome. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'm Namisha Raja from the Toronto Vegetarian Association, and today we're going to do a little bit of uncooking, which means we're not going to use a stove. We are going to make everything raw. The first recipe is a raw corn chowder. It is absolutely delicious and requires no cooking. However, it does require a good, powerful blender. So, we start by soaking a cup of almonds in pure, clean water. Now, I've had these almonds soaking for 2 days, so about 48 hours. And that makes them very digestible, and it's easier for your body to absorb the nutrients when the almonds have been soaked, because almonds have a natural enzyme inhibitor, which, when you soak them, is removed. So I'm just draining out the soak water, and I'm just going to throw it out. Because that has all those enzyme inhibitors and we don't need that. So I'm going to put my almonds in the blender with 2.5 cups of pure clean water. Okay. Put the lid on and I'm going to make a little noise with the blender. So, but here we go. You want to blend for about a minute or two, but stop in between, because if the blender runs too long, then you heat up the almond milk and that destroys the enzymes. And it's also better for your blender if you stop for about 30 seconds and then go again. Okay, and that should do it. So now, all we're going to do is we're going to milk the nut milk just like you would regular milk, but this time this is not coming from a cow, it's coming from almonds. It's much, much, much better for you than cow's milk because there's no milk proteins. Milk proteins are actually very difficult for the human body to digest, whereas almonds are totally natural and they are much, much better for your health, and the cows appreciate you not drinking their milk and saving it for the baby calf, which is what cow's milk is designed for. It's not designed for humans. Now, we're going to use this almond milk for our corn chowder today, but you can also use this. You can just put this on your cereal. You can sweeten it with dates or organic sugar or agave nectar or even maple syrup if you're using it as a breakfast item. You can also make a delicious shake with it. By putting dates and bananas or any other fruit that you like, and it becomes a lovely milkshake. And you can use the leftover pulp in recipes like cookies or baking, or you can use it to make a loaf. So now I've got my almond milk already. I'm going to put 1 cup of it back into the blender because that's what the recipe calls for. Okay, so I've got about a cup there. And next, we are going to add the rest of the ingredients for the corn chowder. Now, I have 2 ears of corn here. We need 3 for the recipe. And I'm just going to show you how to make the corn come right off the cob. What you need is a nice sharp knife. And all you do is run it along the cob. Okay, so that's it. Just nice slices and the kernels come right off. Now, what I usually do also is go twice. So once you've done the corn on the cob once, go a second time around to get the second layer so that you don't waste some of this good corn that's sitting on the cob. Okay, just make sure you get it all. Now we're going to put some of it, not all of it, about a cup into the blender with the almond milk, and this will make it nice and thick and creamy. But we'll save some of the corn to put in the chowder for a good thick texture. Okay, so I'm gonna make noise again with the blender. Here goes. Now we have a nice, thick, creamy base, which will go into our bowl. All right, so we've got our base for the corn chowder here. We blended some corn and the almond milk. And now all we're going to do is prepare our vegetables. And we start with some nice finely diced celery. So I just cut it into strips and then again into the fine dice. You know, all of this does take time to prepare, but when we prepare our food, it tastes better. You know, it's worth it to take our time to prepare the food that we're going to eat. Our energy goes into it. Our spirit goes into it. So for the sake of television, we've done some advanced preparation. So you can add about 2 to 3 tablespoons of celery, or more or less if you like. That's the beauty of these raw recipes, is that you can adjust the ingredients to your liking. You don't have to measure exactly. So I've got about 3 tablespoons of celery, and then the leftover celery can be used in another recipe. I also like garlic, so I've got crushed garlic here, about a nice large clove, about 3 tablespoons of chopped diced red onion. Okay, and again, more or less according to your own tastes. I've got some shredded carrot. You don't need very much. Just about 1 small carrot shredded works fine. A little bit of tomato. And tomato, just you don't need, again, very much, because we're putting so many ingredients in it. This really adds up. So to dice your tomato finely, what I like to do is make 2 slices like so. And then hold it on both ends, but be careful not to cut your fingers. Once you have your tomato strips, again, just a fine dice like so. And use a nice sharp knife, otherwise your job becomes very difficult. Okay, so we've got about 1/2 a tomato in there, and I'm going to put a little bit more that I've already prepared, so that it's the equivalent of about 1 diced tomato. Same thing with our green pepper. We've got it finely diced here, and according to your taste, 2 to 3 tablespoons. The same thing with our red pepper. I prepared it in advance. I'll show you what I usually do. I've got, again, 2 to 3 tablespoons. I just cut little strips like so, and when you have enough strips, you can just cut it into a fine dice. And take your time, wash your vegetables, enjoy the process when you're doing this. Because remember, you're not cooking. So preparing is all you're doing. And so the fine diced pepper goes in there. For flavor, we've got fresh cilantro. And again, it's about 2 to 3 tablespoons diced. Now, some people don't like cilantro, and if you're one of those people who don't, you can easily substitute fresh parsley. I've also got a juice of 1/2 a lime, which also gives it this nice little tang. Only 1/2 a teaspoon of salt. I don't like to use too much salt. And 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder, or your favorite Mexican seasoning. You mix all this up, and we still have our corn kernels to add. And I'm going to add those in, and this makes a very thick corn chowder. You can thin it down further by adding more almond milk if you like, but I like it nice and thick. That's what chowder is supposed to be. And that's it. You leave it in the fridge for about 1/2 hour to 1 hour to let it cool and chill right down, and it's ready to serve. Okay, so here we are with our finished corn chowder, raw, uncooked. And we have Sidon here, who's going to be our official taste tester. So there you go. There's a little sample for you. And you can tell our viewers what you think.
Good.
It's good, she says. So, again, this is a wonderful dish for the summer, especially when the weather is hot and you don't like turning on the stove. This is something you put in the fridge once you've made it, and it keeps for 2 to 3 days. And you can eat it for as long as you've got enough in the fridge for you to have. So, okay, thank you everyone for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciple. We'll see you next time.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.